Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. Stay up to date with latest news, upcoming events, and on-air conversations through our Facebook page. Join the Radio Pulpit Facebook community today.
Those were awesome songs coming there from Mahalia Bukin and The Ground We Stand On. Just reminding you, we are at war. Daily, you are at war. Whenever you, whether you're sleeping, whether you're awake, the enemy is fighting throughout. You're under surveillance. You are, and some of us are fighting, they're like fighting wars and fighting battles. And before that, we gave you Tony McClurkin, Stand. And we are saying with that one, keep standing. After you've done all you can, just keep standing. I was just talking to Ntate Churchill Siladule right now, and he found himself fighting running away from four pit bulls who wanted to attack him. From nowhere came four pit bulls, and they were just about to attack him. But God, because many are those who are with us than the ones who are against us. And God showed up. God showed up. And may he also show up in your life. I'm not alone in the studio. It's a Wednesday, but you know, it's a beautiful Wednesday where you can sing and dance and just enjoy the goodness of the Lord. And in the studio, I'm joined with the Child Protection Hotline. I'm joined by Dana and Danny. Hi, Dana.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. It's a morning. Can you believe we're talking in the morning?
Yes.
You and I? Oh. Danny,
that's going very well, thank you. How's it going with you?
It's very cold in the studio and very hot out there. I'm wearing a jersey, and you look at you guys, and you're like, no, it feels so good. I'm like, I'm shivering in here. People don't know that the studios are very cold, eh? They're like, no. But I have to explain from time to time, whenever I'm on the video, they're like, why are you wearing a jersey? And the machines have to be cold, so we have to keep the place cold, you know. So, Dana and Danny, you got to give me a little bit of that warmth that you have so I can warm up. But we're talking about a serious thing that's happening. You guys have started a campaign on the 13th. I know on the 6th, and I was telling the family, you were giving the statistics that you've done and all that, what's happening to our children, why they are doing what they are doing. But now you came up with another campaign that's going to run for 30 days, a free youth counseling campaign. Tell us about that.
So we had a discussion with the station, and yes, also IM Youth, and one of the concerns we had, and luckily for us, you guys had as well, was that over this Christmas period,
yeah,
a lot of, not only children, but a lot of children, because that's obviously our strong point, would be victims of not necessarily substance abuse and addiction, but of people that have a problem with substance abuse and addiction. So a lot of kids and a lot of young people,
yeah,
currently have that problem because now it's Christmas time.
Yeah,
they've left work, so there's no more routine, there's no more normal day to day.
So you're constantly in front of these, mm-hmm, abusers.
100%. And now also, because it's party time.
Okay.
Now I'm thinking of myself as a student. Now it's party time.
Mm.
So you are now surrounded by people that are all bored. There's no more time limits. There's no more going to bed early to wake up for work tomorrow. So it's a never-ending
party spree.
Body spree. And because it's that, some people don't have limits.
Mm.
I was reading something yesterday about a young man that wrote to his mom from the grave. And he said, Mom, you always said I shouldn't drink and drive. I didn't. You always said I shouldn't drink and then do anything. I didn't. Mm. Mom, you said I should behave myself when I feel intoxicated.
Mm.
I did, but I didn't have a drink. Unfortunately, the person that bumped into me, they were drunk. And that kind of caught me, because that's exactly what happens now. It's not only looking after yourself, it's also the impact of the other people that you've got no control over. You've got no say in. And that's why we together decided there must be somewhere where somebody can go and say, you know what? I actually like my family. I'm happy with my family. But over Christmas time, Dad does not think. He only drinks. That's got an impact on him and Mom's marriage. That's got an impact in the way he treats me and my brother or sister. that's got an impact in the fact that we don't want to be close to him.
Mm.
Then that's the one side of it, substance abuse. And I'm not speaking about alcohol because it's Christmas, but I mean, that's not the only substance. There's also other things that kids and older people get involved in. And then there's obviously the other side, the addiction side, where, you know what, dad hasn't stopped drinking in the last 6 years. Now, I'm saying dad all the time, moms too. And they're addicted. They don't want to accept that they've got a problem.
Mm.
Please, can you assist us so we can get them to realize there's a problem so they can seek help? Because you cannot seek help if you don't think you've got a problem. So yeah, we're very excited. We're excited because I think it's something that's been neglected over the years.
Haven't you met, or have you met young people, like children, who'd also be introduced to these substances during this time?
During this time and before this time as well.
I thought it was more like now, like during the season. So even before, they're sometimes introduced to...
I think it worsens now due to the fact that they're not at school. So their access to these substances now is not limited and restricted. You know, they can easily go to a shop and access things like vapes because there's no age restrictions on those kinds of substances. But we find that in a lot of the schools that we visit throughout the course of the year, a lot of our children are actually on the ground selling these substances to their fellow peers. A lot of your transport drivers, you know, they grab a young man or a young lady and they say, if you don't sell X amount by the end of today, you know, we're going to punish you. And that child fears for their life. So they have to go, and they've got access. They've got access to a number of other children, some that are desperate to escape traumas at home, some that are under a lot of pressure from mom and dad and feel that they are worthless and they want a substance to just cope and get through the day or the week. So, yes, our children, unfortunately, a lot of them are selling these substances to their friends.
Sure. I'm also thinking about those ones who would be introduced via their parents.
Well,
like a parent would buy like a six and say one of those is yours or...
Well, you're 100% right. And I've had this conversation quite a few times with people. So I'm a teetotaler. I've never had a drop of alcohol in my life. So I don't get the alcohol thing at all. And that's because I had an uncle that was an alcoholic. So I saw a side of that very close up and personal that I didn't want anything to do with. And he was such a lovely gentleman, except the fact that he could not, in his mind, survive or live without any substance, which in this case was alcohol. So now you've got these parents, they're having a party, they're having a jaw, they worked hard. And I mean, I think all three of us can have that conversation about, we're tired. I can feel this was a long, tough year. And now there's bottles and bottles of things and weird stuff that you can smoke on a table. Mom and dad's passed out. They went to sleep. Now there's access.
Oh, so experimenting.
Of course, because that's what kids do. And now there's access to it. And now you've got parents that allow their kids to have a sip or two.
Mm.
And if you work at a school and you ask the kids from primary school, whose mom or dad allows them to take the last sip of their alcohol?
Mm.
And more than 90% of those kids put up their hand. Because to them, that's not being naughty or being wrong.
We are
or
exploring
being
with mom.
Mom says, you know what?
Yeah, we're exploring with mom.
Here's my wine. Take the last sip. And what mom and dad do not realize is they creating or they desensitizing kids to the fact that that's, number one, illegal. Two, they're allowing them to experiment with something that they eventually on their own think they've got this. So I cannot speak for anybody else, but when I went to high school, it's now grade 8, I still went to standard 6. And my friends started the first party of the year. That was the weirdest thing for me because all of a sudden my friends changed. Because they were able to drink. They were able to now smoke. And they now had to make decisions on their own. So there was no longer this thing of mommy and daddy. Dad is there. It's now, I need to make decisions on my own. I now need to know my limits. See, mom sees there's a small sip left. And that's the limit. But that doesn't stay there. And parents don't realize that. Because these kids then think when they're on their own, they've got this. Because mom and dad trust me. But remember, once you take off the limit, it changes what a child think they can and cannot do. And then kids are also competitive.
Hmm.
So listen, I can do more than you can. No, I can do more than you can. And there's only one loser in that, which is unfortunately both the kids.
And you never know when you're introducing a child to any substance, they might be addicted immediately. You might be dealing with somebody who's easily addicted, getting or what? Yeah, they get addicted easily to stuff, anything.
So what you just said is exactly what I heard with my. I went with my grandfather once. We went to pick up my uncle from a rehab,
mm.
and then the doctor said exactly that. He said some people take one sip and they're addicted.
That's it.
Some people will take a sip every day and they'll never become addicted.
Mm.
And I was so young that I sat there and I thought to myself, but why would you then take the chance to take one sip? And that's why I've never had one sip. But that's
because you never know.
You don't know. And it's exactly what you said then. People don't realize that and they don't believe that.
Sure.
I believed it. I was 13 years old. I believed it.
Mm.
And to this day, I've never, ever gone there. Not because I don't trust myself or anything. Mm. I didn't understand why, because I had this very intelligent uncle who had a room in his house that was a... had more books than most libraries.
Mm.
He read books. He was able to read in Greek. He started studying Latin so that he could translate the Bible differently so he could understand the original Bible text and stuff. So he was such an intelligent guy, but he had this addiction that he couldn't ever overcome.
Sure.
And when we lost him to suicide because he couldn't overcome this addiction, it... in my mind, just doesn't make sense why you would go and play with it, because you don't know.
Yeah. So children's childhood has been stolen, small bits and pieces, but stolen one way or another.
Most definitely. I think that some of our parents are unaware of the fact that our children are very much intellectual on a level that they are far beyond their years.
Mm.
And that's obviously, again, that we've spoken so many times throughout this year to you, especially about, you know, the dangers of social media and how our children are exposed to things they shouldn't be exposed to.
Mm.
And, I mean, a case that we worked on this year that I think scarred me a little bit, and it's exactly what you said. Our children's childhoods are being stolen from them because they are being put in situations where they need to be their adults.
Mm.
They need to be the role model, you know, especially the kids that have younger siblings.
Mm.
And we're speaking kids that are in grade 3 that have younger siblings. We've got kids that are in grade 5 and realize that what dad is doing is wrong, and I'm fearful of my younger sister's life and what might happen. So they have to be the adult. They have to take matters into their own hands. So this particular case, this young boy, his dad owns a bar.
Mm.
And so his childhood is he's being raised in a bar. He goes there every weekend. He goes there after school. And we ask the question, you know, does dad drink when he's at this bar or is he working? No, dad has a couple of drinks here and there with his girlfriend and some of his friends. And we ask this young boy, you know, do you stay around the corner? How far do you stay from this bar? Dad has to go through maybe, I think, 4 to 6 intersections from the bar to home. So the home isn't too far away, okay, but it's a decent distance. And those intersections, if a robot's not working, you need to be consciously aware of what you're doing. And as soon as you have a sip of alcohol, I mean, I had a joke with my mom and my nephew the other day, because we won't obviously allow my nephew to drink. He's 11 years old. And we've got the non-alcoholic champagne for that exact reason. And they're like, no, let him have a sip. I said, you'd be surprised. Just read the label.
Mm.
Pick up the bottle and look at the back and read the label. Mm. The contents on the label says 0.05%.
Mm.
That means that
that
non-alcoholic drink has 0.05% alcohol.
Yeah.
There's still alcohol.
Of course. Of course. I've heard people who are adults who would be saying, I drank their 0.1, but there's still something in it. Because people don't read these labels. They're like, no, but there's something. I still felt like there's alcohol in it. So the children need to be protected. But, you know, I thought that whenever we come into the festive season, especially like this season, I thought we were dealing with matriculants. You know, matriculants would be stressed out because they are waiting for their results. I thought maybe those who are in tertiary. But what you are saying, it's really scary that children are not safe in their own homes.
And it's, again, parenting is hard work. And parenting is sometimes saying, no, no, I've got two teenagers.
Are they no teenagers?
Oh, they well-behaved teenagers, but they're teenagers.
Yes.
And my mom would tell you that I was never a difficult teenager because I wanted to be different from everybody else, but I was still a teenager. I still sometimes thought I was right, even when I was wrong.
Yeah, you knew better than mom and dad.
Yes, same old, same old. So I've got the same. And a discussion we have often is, I'm going to say no to you now. I know you don't want to hear the no. But it's not. I'm not a good parent when I just say yes. I'm a good parent because I say no, because I love you. The no isn't from me wanting to withhold something from you. The no is me loving you enough to take whatever shot you want to hand out now for your future good.
Yeah.
And a lot of parents are not prepared to do that. I'm not saying I'm the best parent or a perfect parent, but a lot of parents are not. A lot of parents would communicate with us and speak to us and say, but I'm my child's best friend. Mom, you should be the mom.
Yeah.
Your daughter is 14 or 15. She cannot, you cannot be your best friend.
No.
Because best friends...
What do you share with your children?
Exactly.
As a best friend.
So 100%. And also, then you lose that. Where do you go for advice? I'm not talking about, listen, hi Dana, I think that guy's nice or that girl's nice. I'm talking about proper advice.
Hmm.
Where do you go to if mom is now, or dad is now your friend? You've got nowhere to go. So once you allow your kids to do certain things, and people will say things like, I said, I mean, we've got a mutual friend. He's quite a big businessman, and he sat with us in the office once, and I explained this concept to him, and he said nothing. And the meeting after, he said, listen, I don't want to share this with you, but I'm going to share this with you. I've got this proper young teenager in my house. I think his boy was about 16. And I've always said to him, you know what? You can have a sip. You can have a sip. At least it's at home. It's nowhere else.
Yeah, just like one of the family members who wrote in says her sister allows the 16-year-old to drink at home, and not in the street.
And then
it's exactly the same thing.
And then he said to me, to me and Dana, he said to us, and then he phoned me one night at 11. He's just driven the car into the ditch.
He drank at home.
He drank somewhere else, and he said to his dad, I thought I've got this, because when I'm with you,
I've got
this. Mm-hmm. And then I got into the car, and I drove, and I had no control. And the problem, what he realized then, is that we were 100% correct. Once it's a safe, and it's the same for all of us, once it's in a safe environment, we make choices within that safe environment because we are safe. Once you take away that safe environment, now you're somewhere else. You think you're in the same place, but you're not. It's the same with marriage. When you're in a marriage, there's certain conversations that are safe. Take away that marriage, and now you're having the conversations, and they become unsafe conversations. And that's why we're seeing infidelity at the rates that we're seeing it. Because there's certain things, once you put the safety net on, the actions are different. The conversations are different. You think they're the same, but they're not. Because what you've taken away is the safety net. One of the things I use at schools when I speak about sex before marriage is, if you take a fire and you put it in a braai, we can feed a nation. You take that same fire and you put it in a felt, we burn down a nation. Okay? Take sex. In the fire, in the braai,
it's
safe. In the marriage, put it outside of marriage, and it can destroy so many things. And I think once people realize that, it's not about trying to limit your fun.
Yeah.
It's about saying, you don't realize it, but this is unsafe. And I hate being a party pooper, but I feel like a party pooper. I'm not sure about you, but I do feel sometimes when I get to these things, people see me as a party pooper. But it's because we care enough and we've seen the other side. Because once
rather be a party pooper.
Well, yes, once you've sat with your uncle and you've looked him in the eyes and you're like, hey, please. And he looks at you and you can see that he's you said that when we started, you're always fighting this war. And he's fighting this war, and he's losing this war.
Ish.
And it's a war he should never have taken part in.
Sure. It's a sad thing. If only we could even expose our children to some of these things where a child would even see. Because some don't even have that. They haven't seen an uncle that you're talking about, where the uncle is a judge, the uncle, but he doesn't even look like one because of the alcohol itself that's destroying his life. And how sad it would be for him to cross the street with a bottle in his hand, tipsy and trying to make his way home. And when he gets there are fights in the house as well. So some haven't even been exposed to that. They don't know what we're talking about. And we can't expose them ourselves as parents, and they become that uncle. Because, yeah, they might be safe in the house. Again, in the very same house, when you are not there, I got access. I'm home. It's safe. And anything can happen. I can be drunk in my mom's home and not even have that control in my mom's home. When she's not there, she's gone to buy some potatoes and I get busy with the... But it happens. It happens. It's just like children who are exposed to pornography in their homes. When we were growing up, there were magazines and children had been exposed to some of these things. And I think we need to come out with another way of protecting our children. So let's talk about how Child Protection Hotline will do the free counseling throughout the season. But let's do it just after here.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it. Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Pulapula iRadio Pulpit. Ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe elimnyama. Zivulele ngokwakho iApp yethu okanye umamele kuradiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka kuDSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona naku OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at. Just for you is the name of the show. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 11 o'clock. Do remember, at 11, you have Germany, Yanni Pelsa with Perspective. And afterwards, Lukomkwedi Puti with Heart to Heart. And after Lukomkwedi Puti, then you have Germany, Johan Els and Something Else. So there's so much for you. Don't touch the dial right now. I'm not alone. I'm with Dana and Danny from the Child Protection Hotline. And we're talking about the free youth counseling campaign, and we are learning quite a lot about what's happening, what's in the world where our children are concerned. Susan Tobala, hello to you. Hi to you, Nicolene Khadebe. Thank you so much. And your numbers, your digits are 0549. I also see Hector Simpson. Hello to you, Hector. Hello to family members wherever you're at. You can join our conversation if you desire to do so. Would like to hear from you. 012-334-1322 is the number, and you can talk to us. 012-334-1322, our WhatsApp line 082-657-2729, our SMS line 37871. So there is the free youth counseling campaign that's happening, started from the 13th, and it's going to end on the 13th of Jan. Tell us about how young people can get help from here. I'm thinking about that one who's suicidal. I'm thinking about that one who's not quite sure. I think even neglect during this season, but you can correct me, but I think a lot of children even feel neglected during the season, right? Where adults are partying and they're enjoying themselves and children are like expected to just go play outside. That's all. Have you eaten? All right, I'm eating outside. You can hug a tree, you can do whatever that you want to do, but play outside. And there's neglect that goes on throughout the season for some of the children. So how do they get help from the free counseling?
So they are welcome to reach out to us. A question we always get asked is, oh, when do you guys close? And we never close. Dani runs those hotlines throughout December and Jan when no one else wants to. So they run. They are active. They are accessible. And it's because this season is our worst season, if we can call it that. Our cases rise like you can't believe. The amount of calls and messages that come in now during December, because it's exactly that. Mom and dad want a little bit of a break, go play outside, hug a tree.
But you can climb as many trees as you want.
But when you climb a tree, you have the risk of falling and you have the risk of breaking your arm. So with that freedom comes a lot of responsibility that our parents kind of need to step up and grab hold of. Because if they don't, our children are going to get hurt. And that damage sometimes is very difficult to overcome. So it is important for them to know that our services are free. They're accessible 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So WhatsApp, they can call us. They can send us a message, an SMS. The number is 076-037-6345. So 076-037-6345. If any child or adult in that instance as well needs assistance, they just need to know that we are there to help them. We will answer. We will respond. Our doors never close to someone that's in need.
All right. No, Hector, we are not saying that you need counseling. We are talking about the free counseling for our young people. So I think you didn't hear right. So sorry about that. Is it Diana Duplessis? Hello to you, my queen, in the Garden Route. Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for joining in and being with us. Thank you. Yeah, we are there in the Garden Route. So please share with more and more. Tell them to tune in and listen to Radio Pulpit. So can a young person who says, I don't even have data, I don't have SMS, I don't have airtime, can they also send like a please call me? Or it doesn't work?
They can send a please call me, but that is going to make it difficult, and I'm going to explain why.
Yes.
We need information before we can...
Yeah, because we need to know what are we dealing with.
Before we start the counseling journey. So for that, we're going to need to be able to send them some information that they need to complete so we can then assist and assign a counselor. So if somebody sends a please call me, that makes it very, very difficult. And unfortunately, it's something we will, in next year, look at how we overcome that. But currently, yes, especially in Tshwane, most schools have free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, so you can be outside the gate and just send quickly. Yeah.
Yes, so please try and do that if you really need that help. Please try and do that. You are also able, through whatever network you're with, normally on their own app, you can send free SMSs. So please try and get to a way to make contact.
Okay, I've heard with 10111 that people would abuse that, and mostly children who just call and say, no, I just wanted to say hi. Oh, hi, who's your name? Who are you? And all sorts of things. So with you, with your experience, don't you experience some of that? And what would you say to our children who are doing that? Because, no, we got the number, and I need someone to talk to. So, hi.
luckily, that doesn't really happen. I think the difference is when you phone 10111, your idea is that they don't see your number. On the cell phone,
I hear you.
On the cell phone, obviously, we see the number.
Yeah.
And we've got access to the number. And then we also see your profile picture. So we've had once or twice, and then I normally send them a lovely message to say, were you trying to scam me, spam me, or just bored?
Yeah, okay.
Yes. And
that is love. Because he might be bored and feeling neglected, needing yes. someone to talk to, right?
Yes.
And did they respond?
No, they normally don't. Because now they realize that the joke they try to make, you can actually now just put their number in and then send them a WhatsApp message. And on WhatsApp, they've got a profile picture. So it's not as anonymous as they would like to think. Because people tend to do more stupid things when it's anonymous.
Yeah. Wow. Because I was asking myself, then how do you deal with that? Because with 10111, it's frustrating. Because they are now missing some important calls because somebody just wanted to say hi. So if there's a child who just feels bored, can they also use the child protection free counseling line?
I love how I'm being looked at.
I'm bored. I'm just bored. Yeah.
I think it's important to remember, if you are bored and I've got another case that needs to come in, and that person is literally on a bridge, ready to jump off that bridge, and this is their last phone call for help.
Yeah.
Put yourself in that position. I'm now bored and need someone to speak to because my mom and dad are drinking too much and they are not giving me the attention that I need.
That is something.
That is something, definitely. Yeah. Or my friends and I are together. We're at a sleepover. We want to just, you know, have some prank calls and phone random strangers. But I think for a child, and if they are listening, which I hope they are, before you make that prank call, just think to yourself, this is a emergency number. Mm. It's a service being offered to people in need.
Mm.
If I make that call and that line is busy, and that person is on that bridge wanting to jump, that person's then going to jump because they couldn't get through.
Mm.
So that's a question they need to sit and ask themselves before they pick up the phone to phone for a prank call or because I'm bored. If they are bored because mom and dad, like I said, is neglecting them or not giving them attention that they need. For instance, mom hands them a loaf of bread to last them from Friday to Sunday because she's gone off for a weekend with her boyfriend. Mm. Okay. Different scenario. Then they 100% need to phone us because we need to get involved then. They need to decide, is this valid? Is this going to be a call because I need help?
Mm.
Or is this just for fun?
Sure. And how long can a call take?
Well, we try our level best to move the call or keep the call as short as possible so that we can move to the communication so that we can get the information we need and we can assign a counselor.
Oh,
We don't want to create.
So you don't do the counseling on that line?
No. All right. No. And the reason we've decided to do it a little differently from what you would have from a normal, I don't want to necessarily mention all the other role players, but you can phone them and you can immediately speak to someone, is then, especially with young people today, a lot of them live in a fantasy world, which is not real. So I will phone, I want to speak to Dana, I can hear Dana as a lady, and then I can create whatever fictional character I want to guide the conversation to topics that I think would be lovely topics to chat to Dana with. So we'd much rather slow it down, let's send information, and you would be shocked at how many calls we get that people urgently need help. We send them the form for their details and we receive nothing in return.
Bible.
Because that now becomes a name, a surname, an address, a contact number, and it's not real. So we try and cut that out because remember, our counselors also get involved. Whether you want to or not, they do get involved.
Mm.
And because they get involved, we want to also protect them so that somebody is not doing strange things. And I'm going to use the example when I met Dana about 3 years ago.
Right.
One of the first things or first lessons I could teach her is, and she does a lovely job teaching our youngsters or our younger people that work for us, she teaches them the same lesson, is the fact that she's quite a pretty lady. Her photo was advertised.
Yes.
And then, and I told her this, guess who's going to contact you the most?
Well, young boys.
Young boys and men. And guess what topic they're going to touch on? Addiction to pornography. Etc. Or problems in the bedroom in marriage. And she looked at me like, what are you talking about? Mm. And a few weeks later, she sat in our office one day and she said to me, how did you know?
Mm.
Well, firstly, although I'm a man, I'm a young boy at heart. We never change. Number one. Number two, that unfortunately does create opportunity for people that are bored to now say, okay, but I'm bored. I don't need anything else at the moment. Let me try and have some weird fetish, you know.
Sure.
And we don't want that. We don't want that at all. So we want to calm it down. Say, listen, I fully get that you're currently under stress. I fully get that you currently need assistance. Please send us, or please allow me to send you the information that we need so we can assign you somebody that can help you. And then they need to make that decision. Obviously, the person on the bridge, that conversation is different.
Yeah.
We will assess that in that moment, that person needs
immediate
help.
How urgent is that? Yeah.
And that would be a difference. But I mean, that would be the exception to the rule. But yeah.
Sure, that's amazing. I think when they look at you, you are so perfect. You're so beautiful. They maybe think she's a machine, don't you think?
I think she's a machine.
They think she's AI. You're so beautiful. They're like, oh no. All right, let's take the last break and then we're coming back.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rate supply.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hear the Word and renew your life on 657 AM.
You're listening to Just For You with me, Swangile Mofokeng. Just about to say goodbye to you. Give you the sounds of 3C Life featuring Arch Bilankulu, and the song is Awesome God. And yes, my family, we are wrapping up with Dana and Tani from the Child Protection Hotline. And we're talking about the free counseling campaign. But this one is for youth. It's a free youth counseling campaign that's happening from the 13th up until the, from the 13th now, started on the 13th, up until the 13th of Jan. And so we are wrapping up our talk. And I would like to ask Dana and Donnie to say something, share something with our parents, because, yeah, we do sometimes forget their children. They are children. We can't expect them to be adults and do adult things and think like us and to be strong and to take decisions that are, sometimes we have to help them. We have to be there for them. We can't neglect them. We have to make them feel included, affirm them. And with what you have shared during the season, it's disturbing. When we were off air, Dana, you were talking about how some of the children are going through the depression kind of season because I failed and mom is going to punish me. Or they've already done that or they are doing it every day. There are those parents for 2 years after you've done something wrong, they're still talking about what you did in 2021. You're like, I told you, as if you did it now. So there are those ones you don't want to mess up with as well. But what do we say to our parents?
I think it's important to remind our parents that our children are going to make mistakes throughout their life.
Of course.
And you can either be the person they turn to when they make the mistake, or you can be the person that they hide from when they make that mistake. So maybe just to channel your energy a little bit differently and change your mindset and have a different approach with your children. If they are making mistakes, rather teach them what is right and wrong instead of just going for the first discipline route that you find or the harsh words that you would like to say to them. Maybe rather take a step back, take a deep breath, reassess the situation, and then try a different approach, a less harsher approach with your children. They are going through a lot, and sometimes they need an ear to listen and not a mouth to shout at them.
Yeah. Danny?
Well, I think as a parent myself, it is difficult. There's a fine line between parenting, being a friend, doing fun stuff, not always saying no. There's a fine line, and I think as any parent, you get that. But it is so important that you stick to being the parent.
Mm.
Be that safe space.
So you shouldn't be a monster.
No, please not.
Neither should you be a friend. Okay, you can be a friend, but not a best friend.
I always tell my kids, we can do friend stuff, but I can never be your friend.
Ah, I love that.
So it's
we can do friend stuff.
And it's the same. I mean, Dana's probably my best friend that I've got because we spend so much time together.
Yeah.
But there are times that I have to go, hey, I have to pull the boss card now.
Yeah.
And it's not because it's anything other than the fact that that relationship needs to always stay like that. So when you're with your kids, do fun stuff.
Mm.
Be there for them. Chat about other kids in the class.
Yeah.
And because you need to have that open thing. I mean, my daughter is absolutely beautiful. She's going to high school now.
Mm.
And our young boys are recognizing her. I mean, her brother's a year older. So his friends are now asking him, hey, your sister's going to high school. and it's important that we can have that conversation so that when she enters anything, that it's safe. And when there's conversations that I don't know how to have with her, I tag the one next to me and I'm like, hey, there's girl stuff that I don't understand.
Right.
And I will never be a girl.
Yeah.
So I need you to please help me to have girl conversations. And it's so important that we do that. So if you're a single parent and your boy is going through changes, a lot of moms phone us and they speak about they speak about their kids not having a role model, etc. There's someone out there. So just have a conversation. Tag somebody. If you don't know who, go to your local church. Tag one of the young pastors. But tag somebody that can assist so that we don't leave our kids on their own. Because once they're on their own, we spoke about boredom earlier. One of the most important things you can ever go through is boredom.
Sure.
Because boredom is where you allow your mind to think of different things. In the office, they hate it when I get bored because then I get new ideas. And some of my ideas are completely crazy. But that's when you allow your mind to go places where you're not controlling it. And remember with cell phones and the addiction to cell phones, our kids don't go there. Everything is moved into a direction where they swipe. And we've said this before, and I think we've said it on your show before. When an addiction, a gambling machine, that search for the next little win of 10 Rand is exactly what a cell phone is. On my Facebook, on my people have TikTok and all kind of weird apps, they swipe. And then all of a sudden, when am I getting that next? Oh, there's something interesting. And then 10, 11 swipes, nothing happens, but you don't stop. because you're waiting for that next little win. Mm. And not every single one is a jackpot.
Mm.
Some of them are just a 5 rand or a 10 rand, but it feels like, oh,
and funny with
this funny.
With addiction, any sort of addiction, you get this little gratification at the beginning. Mm-hmm. It's small, but you want to grow it bigger and bigger, and you want more. So if it was a 5 rand, now you want a 25. If it was a 25, now you want 500. And so it works with any kind. But guys, may the Lord keep keeping you during this season as you'll be continuing to minister to our young people. Thank you so much for loving our young people this much. May God awesomely bless the works of your hands. Now, I thought that Rene was saying that, can I bring my niece for the counseling? I was about to ask you, do you take counselors from outside? But no, this is her just sharing that her niece used to work with us as a volunteer telecounselor here at Radio Pulpit. And now she's studying. That's why she left the organization. But whoa. We're glad to hear that. But as I'm wrapping up now, closing, family, the number 076-037-6345 is the number that you can dial, send an SMS or WhatsApp, 076-037-6345. Do you take counselors from outside?
Yes, if somebody wants to become a counselor or wants to assist or wants to volunteer.
Yeah.
Send a message to that number. They'll put you in contact with Dana.
Yeah.
And then Dana does the screening.
Yeah.
And
dun, 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 dun,
yes.
The A-team kind of stuff. Checking your background.
I see if they dance background. On stage with a tutu, a mic, if they put in a good performance. No, yeah. I'm joking.
No, thank you so much. So the very same number, 076-037-6345. Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Dana. God bless.
Thank you.
And family, we are saying goodbye to you. You and I are meeting on Friday at 12 o'clock on Heart to Heart. Do you remember the number again? 076-037-6345. You can save it on your phone and make sure that's where you get help, counseling when you need it as a young person during the season.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring. 24 hours a day.
Amogela melaetsa ya thero, tlotloetso le kgothatso ya letsatsi lengwe le lengwe mo Facebook pageng ya rona. Nna leloko la Facebook page ya Radio Pulpit gompieno.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in for the 25th Cafe, where young adults talk about life, daily challenges, relationships, money matters, current issues, and of course, godly guidance. 25th Cafe, Saturdays from 7 to 9 p.m. Or listen to the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.